At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Relegators!
Mount up!
Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a pod where me and my best bud Carl go over promotion, relegation, in the top tier of English soccer. Carl, how was your week, bud?
It was an amazing week for me. I've got some news that's probably going to shock you, but I actually did get married this week.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so it's one of those straight up mail order jobs. She's from Malaysia.
Oh, we figured, Carl.
Yeah, that's all I can get. Her name is Ching, which is pretty cool. It's gotten off to a little bit of a rocky start. She's hit me with a spatula twice in the first week of marriage. She yells at me. She doesn't speak any English whatsoever, so our communication is difficult. And I guess apparently I piss her off, you know, just by existing. And so that's what where this mark on my head came from, was her hitting me with a spatula. She does cook good food. I don't know what any of it is. I just eat it, and you know, it all tastes good. But Ching lets me do what I want with her sexually, so you know, it's a give and take. It's a give. You know, she physically abuses me a little bit, and I get to exercise my carnal desires. So I think it's off to a good start. What about you? How's your week?
Well, it wasn't as eventful as that, I'll tell you that much. No, I've had a good week. I've been going out and doing my thing as usual, having some good times and, evading the law here and there.
Did you meet any nice barflies this week?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
I did meet a couple, but they were all, you know, in town for one day. It didn't really quite work out. I did meet the bus driver for the game day bus. The
game day.
College football game day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, game day was in town, and the bus driver came by the bar. It's actually the second time I met him. And, when he popped in again, I said, oh, he's back. And he was like, oh, you remember me? I was like, yeah, you're the fucking game day bus driver. Who wouldn't remember you, you know? And,
they were there for USC Oregon?
Yeah, exactly. And so he hung out, and we had a good time.
Yeah, did you guys do a double Dutch rudder?
No. He did invite me back to the bus, but I said, no homo, bro.
You could have gotten a free bus ride.
I get on the bus every day.
You could have met Pat.
Buses McAfee. Aren't impressive to me as they are to you.
I still like to drop in, even though it's not too acceptable anymore. I like to drop in your line, queers, a blue fire truck. like especially nowadays, like the kids at work. Like, they never heard anything like that before.
Oh, of
they
course.
Hear that, and they're just, like, blown away. But they still laugh. Like, they still know it's funny.
I mean, it's relatively tame.
Yeah, and I'm you know, they know I'm an ally, so it's just jokes. Well, I'm glad you got to meet your bus hero.
My hero, yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, did he tell you anything about, like, what it's like driving the bus?
No, I mean, he gave us some road stories, but nothing crazy. Not like pro wrestling road stories or anything like that.
Not like Ric Flair, like banging a groupie with a fish or anything like
No,
that.
no. He's just told us like a couple celebrities that he's met that are cool, and then mostly like this is how I like find showers and places to stay while I'm on the road all year.
Sounds like a great life.
Yeah, no,
It's
he's got
great.
his shit together. He's got his shit together. He definitely knows the spot.
Yeah. I mean, and he made a good friend in you, so good for him. Cool. Yeah. Shall we get started?
Yeah, Carl, let's start Friday at the Deepdale, where Preston North End hosted Blackburn Rovers. We start in the 45th minute when Blackburn have a corner and Lewis Miller slides in between two defensemen and heads the ball in to go up 1-0. Immediately after, in the 45 plus one, Alfie Devine from Preston gets past the shoddy Blackburn defense and just barely gets over the line to tie it up 1-1. More shoddy D in the 62nd minute, this time from Preston, as Blackburn's Andre Johansson gets behind the D and heads the ball in short side for the 2-1 victory.
Yeah, wasn't that Johansson thing on a free kick?
I don't
I think
believe so. My notes
no?
say it was shoddy defense.
No? Okay.
Or
Well,
he might have been the recipient on the free kick.
yeah, the recipient.
Yeah,
I think
he
so.
got through the D, like kind of slip behind him.
Yeah. So this is a, I don't know if you know this, this is a Lancashire derby.
Uh-oh, I gotta put it in my notes.
Yeah, Preston Blackburn, out there in the middle of fucking nowhere. A nice little derby there. Preston, they've been playing well this season, and Blackburn, they were kind of messing around last year and they kind of fell off.
Yeah, they're towards the bottom of the table right now.
So, I mean, this is a big road win for them. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna be able to make a push to get back way up there, but you win one on the road against a pretty good team. That's good. I mean, that's it could be a building block for Blackburn. Thierry Small for Preston is a beast. That guy is good. I love that guy.
Yeah, you've talked about him multiple times.
I would take a bullet for that guy. He's the greatest man I've ever met, or not met, but ever heard of. Yeah, we had the Lewis Miller header. And then so Blackburn scored, and then immediately the Spud Bros.
Yep, Spud Bros. Sorry about that.
Yeah, give me time to do the drop. Thanks. Spud Bros immediately responded, and then in the second half, Blackburn got the winning goal. Let's see about the stats. Blackburn had more possession. XG Preston or Spud Bros had a little bit more. Shots on target, Blackburn had more. Touches in the box were pretty even. Aerial duels won. Preston had 35 and Blackburn had 10.
Carl, are we going to go through every game like this?
What do you mean?
You're bringing up every single stat, including aerial duels.
No, it was just an anomaly. 35 to 10. You don't usually see that, okay?
This is the first time I've ever heard of this, let alone if 35 to 10 is a normal thing.
Stop being an asshole. Listen. Our Niners
We don't
won.
have time for this, Carl.
Yes, we do. All right. Fucking move on, you fucking asshole. Go,
All
go.
right,
Next
Carl.
game, next
Saturday
game, next game.
we go to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosts
You're
West Bromwich
talking too
Albion.
slow. Keep talk faster. We need to get through this.
In the 9th minute, West Brom's Michael Johnston intercepts the ball and crosses to on Hegabo, Hegeba, excuse me. And West Brom go up 1-0 in the 32nd minute. Again, Johnston finds Hegeba, and West Brom are up 2-0 on first place Coventry. But in the 41st minute, Coventry's Tatsuhiro Sakamoto has the ball on the left and crosses for Josh Eccles to head it past the keeper. It's 2-1. In 49th minute, Jason Malumbi gets his second yellow, putting West Brom a man down, and that might do it because in the 56th minute, Coventry pushes the ball into the box and Ellis Sims finds it and heads it home to square it up at 2. And finally, in the 61st minute, Coventry send in a corner that gets pushed out to Victor Torp, who hammers it in for the 3-2 come from behind victory for Coventry. What do you got to say, Carl?
Well, am I allowed to give my commentary now? Since you've obviously tried to censor me. What am I allowed to say?
Yes, your
Minister
commentary would be preferred over
Min
Aerial Duels 1.
Minister of Propaganda.
Shut the fuck up. Let's go.
I mean, Jesus. Yeah, West Brom, like they were feeling riding high for a minute. I didn't get to listen. Did you get to listen to AJ Johnson and or the other guy?
Yeah, and it's kind of what you expected. AJ and Jez. AJ super stoked the first two goals. He was like, "Ah, this is how you start it, you
Yeah,
know." First
it's.
goal. Really hated the Malumbi. so I watched the highlights first, and like the announcer's like, "Oh yeah, this is an obvious second yellow." Like, yeah. And then of course AJ on the all being cast was just like, "Oh, come on, ref." You
Yeah,
know?
well, I mean, one of the cards, I don't know if it was the first or the second on Malumbi, seems soft, to be fair. I'd have to look back, but one of them did seem like kind of a soft call.
The first one was kind of soft, but him and I want to say it was Johnston for or no who was it? I got my team.
Was it the goalie?
Wasn't Eccles? Maybe been Torp. Oh no, you know what? I think it was Sims. I think it was Sims. Anyway, they both got yellowed on the first one, so it was like a beginning of the game. Referees establishing control of the game. You know, probably wasn't maybe deserved of a yellow, but because they both went back and forth, he just slapped them both with yellows. And then, Malumbi's second one, like it was an obvious stop of a chance, like a
Yeah.
prevention of a chance. Like you can't disagree with it. But yes, to go back to the original point, AJ was not happy with the ref in that one. And then first and second goal from Coventry, silent. And then third goal, he's like, "Oh, well, you got to give it to him. They earned it, you know, after
Yeah,
you just."
I'm just afraid that one of these days we're gonna, be watching the West Brom TV, and then West Brom's gonna blow a game like they did this one, and then we're gonna hear Jez talking about it, and then we're just gonna hear next to him a rope tightening and AJ kicking over a chair, and
AJ, why are you locking the door? AJ, is
they
that a grenade?
AJ just goes full Chris Benoit.
All right, on that note, Carl, let's go to Fratton Park where Portsmouth hosted Millwall in the 22nd minute. Portsmouth's Zach Swanson absolutely blisters the ball from 24 yards out to go up 1-0 in the 51st minute. Portsmouth's Adrian, oh gosh, Sedchik, gosh, I practiced that one yesterday and it does me no good now.
Yep.
Crosses one that gets deflected by Millwall's Tristan Krama to go up 2-0. In the 67th minute, Millwall's Joe Bryan gets a red card for a hard tackle. Didn't really do much, if not hurt them more. Millwall get a goal in the 72nd minute. Milano Ivanovic off a corner. But in the 89th minute, Portsmouth, Jordan Williams blasts one to go up 3-1, and that would be our final score.
Yeah, nice win for Pompey. I had Swanson had a screamer. That was an absolutely beautiful rocket
Yeah. Oh,
in
yeah.
the 22nd minute. I'm kind of convinced that this was actually the France national team in disguise. They got the blue shirts, the white shorts, and the red socks. I think Mbappe might have been on the pitch at some point. I think that they're pulling some hijinks. But yeah, nice win and against a strong, pretty strong. I mean, they've been strong, Millwall side. So yeah, nice win for Pompey. What did you think?
Yeah, oh, big time. I mean, we talked about them before. I think we both expected Millwall to win this one, especially at home. But they weren't favored by a lot. Or no, Millwall was on the road, excuse me.
Yeah.
They weren't favored by a lot. Millwall wasn't. We thought Portsmouth could do it at home. We've seen Portsmouth do it before. It's kind of few and far between, so we don't really know when it's coming out, but we know Portsmouth has it in them.
They have it in them, yeah. Like, especially at home, they can, kind of like Oxford, they can,
Yep.
they're not, they're basically just trying to stay up. And they're I don't think they're gonna make a push for promotion, but they could make a push for mid-table.
Yeah, I think they're going to be mid-table. I don't think we got to worry about them for relegation, that's for sure. They are towards the bottom,
They are,
but
yeah.
I still am not worried about them as much as other squads.
Yeah, the Sheffield Twins.
Well, with Norwich and Sheffield right now, I mean, it's a one-team race for that final relegation spot, so that's a blessing.
Poor Josh Sargent. He's gonna be playing in a fucking.
Oh, his ass
He's
getting sold.
gonna be playing in a field next year, and
In
it's gonna be
a cornfield.
the soccer ball is gonna be like wrapped up with like string, and gonna be playing fourth division. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But anyway, that's
All right,
the
Carl, good time
end.
to hit that music because it's time for our latest game show. You know what that is, Carl?
No, why don't you inform me?
Name that mascot.
Ah, oh, you're turning the tables on me.
I am turning the tables on you.
All right, well, do you want to do like a little intro, or?
Yeah, here's the intro. The game's Name That Mascot. I'm Phil, and I don't role play like you do. You are Carl. And you will win nothing if you get it right and lose nothing if you get it wrong.
Sounds great. I love the no stakes.
right, Carl. Today we are looking at the team of Portsmouth.
All right, I'm gonna Google this really fast.
Don't Google it, cheater.
I'm just kidding. Okay, well, can you like tell me what the is it like an animal? Like, what is it?
It is an animal.
Like, can you tell me what animal it is? Will that be too much of a hint?
No, I think I could give you what kind of animal it, excuse me,
Aminal.
animal it is without you actually getting it. But the key is all about the name. So I just give me some. What kind of name do you think it could have something to do with?
I mean, it's got to probably have something to do with Pompey. I
Okay,
mean,
that's
yeah.
very good. Very good. You're almost there.
But man, if I knew what kind of animal it was, then I think I'd have a good shot. Otherwise, I'm just stabbing in the dark. But that's something.
Okay. The name is Nelson the dog, also known as, and you fill in the blank.
Shit. Okay. Oh man. I gotta tell you, this doesn't feel good being on the other end of this. Like, there's so many thoughts going through my head right now. And usually I'm the one with the answers. And it's not cool that you get to do this to me. But okay, so I'm gonna go. Oh shit. Okay. I'm gonna take a guess. Let's go. I'm gonna go with Pompito. That's not right, is it?
It is Nelson the Pompey Pup.
Oh my God. What a stupid name. What are these people doing? That's
Thanks
ridiculous.
for being such a great guest on today's Whose Mascot Is That?
I hope you fall off a cliff. Fuck you. Fuck this game. I'll be back next week, though, don't worry.
Oh yeah, I might change it up on you next week. I might just start naming mascots, and you got to put them in squads.
No, let's I like this one-to-one interplay. I like this. It's even though I don't like the difficulty of it, I think it's fair, and it can make us we both get to look like idiots, so
Awesome. Little tit for tat.
thanks Steve Harvey.
Right, Carl, let's move to the Loftus Road where the Park Rangers took on Hull City. Carl, me and you both put some money on this one. Who'd you lay your money on, pal?
Oh boy. QPR.
You and I both put our money on Hull. Both draw no bet. In the 17th minute, Hull are pressing, and Joe Gellhart finds the ball on the right side and gets it past the keeper to go up 1-0. In the 38th minute, the Rangers are now pressing, and Ilias Chair puts the rebound home to square it up at 1. In the 51st minute, Hull's Ryan Giles puts a beautiful cross into the box, and Enes Destan is there with the header to go up 2-1. But in the 55th minute, Rangers are on the press again, and Chair sends a nice ball in front of the goal that Jimmy Dunn angles in to square it up. And finally, in the 66th minute, when Rumaan Burrell puts it past the Hull keeper, who did the splits in the meanwhile, but still the goal goes by him, and Rangers take this down 3-2.
I can't even. Oh, there we go. Okay. Chair. What kind of fucking name is that? My name is Chair. My family name or legacy, like, it's like you have people that are like what's the people that make barrels? Coopers. Like their name's Cooper. And like their family, like their family, like back in Ireland or whatever, made barrels. This guy's name is just Chair. Like, that's a dumb name, man. Like, I don't like that one bit. You should have a different name besides Chair. Like, that's stupid. Anyway, So, Hull goalie Pandor, I think it's like Ivan Pandor or something like that. Nice save at the beginning to keep it nil nil. The Gellhart goal for Hull, I think it was for Hull. How did the goalie not save that near post? Like the guy was at the near post and the goalie was at the near post. It's like, dude, just put your fucking body in front of it. Like, how do you not save that? So I was confused by that. Lucky deflection for the winner. For Park Rangers, but that happens sometimes. And then the Park Rangers goalie had a great point blank save to save the win for them.
Yes,
So, so,
immediately after.
yeah.
Yeah.
So, so nice win for the Park Rangers. We lost in our bet with the Hull. And that's what we get for putting faith in Hull. But yeah, this was a good match. I like this match overall. What about you?
Yeah, no, I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Back and forth. Never got too out of hand. And then, of course, the Rangers come back, to win it from being down twice. But, again, like never were down more than one. Kept it close the whole time. Just stayed alive until the end. And then you're right, the save, that's everything. At the very least, it's a 3-3 draw, if not maybe 4-3 for home.
Yeah, and Park Rangers have been sliding. They had their last four matches were three losses and a draw, so they needed this one, so they pulled it out. Hull is still in the championship, or excuse me, the playoff places.
Yep. We are continuing to follow Hull next week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, unfortunate loss for them. This could have been nice for them. They, would be at 28 points to 25. They would be in third place in the table. But I mean, I think if they finish in the top half, I think their fans will probably be happy. What about you?
Yeah, I think they want to make the playoffs, but I mean, we're not even to Boxing Day yet. We're just now getting into the winter season, so.
You and Boxing Day.
It's the halfway point.
You Canadian bastard.
It has nothing to do with Canada. It's the halfway point of the season.
Yeah, but I know you're a Canadian. You have Canadian blood.
I do have Canadian blood.
So Boxing Day is probably like important to you.
Nope. Just halfway through the season.
All right, let's
All
move.
right, Carl. Next game, we go to Chasm Stadium, where Oxford United hosted Middlesbrough. Carl, you put down a little cash in this one, too. Who'd you go with?
I'm gonna say I went with the Bulls.
You did go with the Bulls, $25. Straight up, however, in the 28th minute, Oxford press the Middlesbrough D, and a nice cross finds Luke Harris for the Bulls to go up 1-0. But in the 54th minute, Burrow come back against some weak D of Oxford, and Morgan Whitaker angles in a nice cross, and this one ties up 1-1, and that would be our final.
Morgan Whittaker. Is that not the most like fucking British name you could ever imagine? Morgan Whittaker. Sounds like he'd like, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, the Bulls.
Bulls.
Burrow's a tier above them, I think, as far as talent and quality goes.
Yeah.
So,
Well, Oxford are fighting to stay out
because
of relegation, and Middlesbrough are fighting for a top two spot. So
yeah. So,
I'd say.
you go into Oxford, you go into the United Center and face the Bulls.
You go into the United Center.
You're not guaranteed a
You go into
victory.
Chicago War Memorial Stadium.
You're not guaranteed a win when you go into Oxford, no matter who you are. It seems like when they play at home, they cause problems. So they did it again, sc scratch out a draw. So good for them.
Yeah, really disappointing for Middlesbrough. I mean,
Yeah.
happy to not lose. They were down, but happy to not lose, but still,
Yeah.
I'd
When
say
they score,
a
they
draw
score.
against Oxford is not what they were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, no, but I think honestly, they'll just say, hey, Middlesbrough will say, hey, I got out of there with a draw, got a point, I didn't lose. Let's just pick it up next week. And, they're still up there. So,
Yeah, I'd say there's probably some truth to that.
yeah, I mean, they're still second. by 3 points. So we'll talk about the table more, but Oxford, they're tough at home, man. They're tough.
Yep, we
The
talked about it,
Bulldogs.
but I mean, not tough enough. They're scraping, they're just out of relegation. So, but yeah, we have talked about them coming up with some big wins at home this season. So, next game, we go to the King Power Stadium where Leicester City hosts Stoke City. Carl, this was your Stoke City Potters. You know, you put some money on this one, didn't you?
Yep, and it's gone now.
In the 23rd minute, Leicester's Steffi Mavididi cruises through the Stoke defense and blasts the ball past the keeper to go up 1-0. In the 44th minute, Leicester streaks through the Stoke D again, and Patson Daka gets the ball in close and flicks it over the diving keeper to go up 2-0. In the 48th minute, Stoke now pressing find Bae Joon Ho, who heads it in short side, but it wasn't enough as the Potters lose 1-2 to Leicester City in this one.
Yeah, I mean, another match where Stoke is good, but I don't know if they're good enough to hold on to this third place standing and make the
They did
playoffs.
have some chances,
They
but
did.
Lester also had their chances.
Bae Joon Ho, and he did score a goal in the second half, which is nice to see on the header. But he did blow a chance in the first half as well. That was should have been a goal. So that could have been a draw for us. A turnover led to the Mavididi goal for Leicester. Yeah, you can't let that happen. And then Begovic, for Leicester, who used to be Stoke's goalie, had a great save on Million Man Hoof. And Begovic was also fighting or, shoving with a Stoke player after a play. So I think there's some, there's some history there.
Little ill will.
Yeah, the little Will didn't like how the breakup happened. I get it. I get it. Yeah, I'm disappointed, but I do, so it's a bittersweet for me. I have Leicester as one of my three promoted teams, predictions wise. But Stoke's my squad, so I think I'll chalk it up as,
Little emotional hedge there.
a little emotional hedge, yeah. So, but
Yep.
yeah, I think Stoke needs to pick it up if they want to. They want to stay up there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you nailed it on the head. It was good on both sides. Leicester came out on top at home. Yeah, so just one of those things. Leicester's beginning to turn back on right after we said they had been slipping in the table. So
I knew it was going to happen. I forecasted it.
they're not as bad as they look. All right, Carl, real quick, let's go to Hillsborough, where it was the Steel City Derby. Sheffield Wednesday hosts Sheffield United. Carl, this was DraftKings match of the week. Who'd you have in this one?
I hope I had United.
No, we both took Wednesday because we
Oh.
had no odds otherwise. We took them on the draw no bet plus 150, but we both only laid $25, knowing it wasn't going to happen. But we didn't. Neither one of us wanted to pay the vig on this one. In the 11th minute, United steal the ball from Wednesday, and United's Tyrese Campbell finds himself in front of the net and takes advantage to put them up 1-0. In the 48th minute, again, United take the ball from Wednesday, and again, the ball finds Campbell, and Sheffield United go up 2-0. In the 90 plus one, United Tom Cannon finishes Wednesday with a nice curler from 24 yards out. 3-0 the final. Carl, your ex-boy Tyrese Campbell, the man of the match.
Oh man, I don't know why Stoke let him go. Like, if you
You do. You guys are doing way better than him this season. I don't know
let
why you're going crazy
yeah,
right
but
now.
this guy can score goals, and that's what Stoke needs. I mean, we, as you say, we win all our matches 1-0. Like if we lost him to like East Ham United or something like that, I'd be like, all right, wants to go to Premier League. We lost him to fucking Sheffield United. Like, hold on to that guy. We need his talent. But yeah, he had a great brace today. No shots on target for Sheffield Wednesday.
None, none.
None.
It
Yeah,
was
so.
awful. It was not our best Wednesday moment.
No, yeah, so they did not, and that was
This
it.
is not the team I said looked feisty
No,
last
they
campaign.
did not look feisty at all. Was this
No.
was it at
At Wednesday, and it
Hillsborough?
was an empty stadium.
I mean, they had more people there than they've had in the past few weeks. So, but I mean, and it was a derby, so you expect that. But man, yeah, they look bad. They look real bad. And I think Sheffield United, like, they're not a great team right now, but what do you say? Playing with their food. Like, I think they were playing with their food this week.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at the standings. Coventry stay on top with their come from behind win. Middlesbrough still in second. Stoke City, Bristol, and Preston are the top three spots in the playoff. Hull City, Millwall tied right now. I forgot to put down what the goal differential is, and I have it right here. Oh, they're tied in goal differential. So, oh no, excuse me. No, Hull City is up. Six in goal differential. And that's why those standings stay right behind them. Ipswich, Birmingham, and Leicester with 24 points. Behind them, Watford, Derby, and Charlton with 23 points. In the cellar, in the Steel City Derby, Sheffield United with the big win, 13 points, still in relegation spot. Norwich at 9 points, and Wednesday still with -4 points.
Yeah, I don't think Sheffield United are gonna get relegated. I think they're gonna crawl out of there. What do you think?
Yeah, they might. No, I think you're right. I'd still like to see them get relegated, but
Yeah, I would too. I
I'm
want to.
leaning with
Sorry,
you.
go.
They're looking better now. But I mean, they beat up on easy competition this week.
Well, I mean, yeah, the easiest competition of all, Can't even pay their players. What are we at? Like the quarter pole or the like? How far into the season are we? We're at 16 games for
Yeah.
most teams. I mean, it's
Out of
what do they play? Like four?
46.
If they play 46.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I'm not good at math, but I think that's at least a quarter of the way through.
23 would be half, so you're looking at 11 to 12 as your quarter
Okay.
point.
So a little bit over a quarter. So we're starting to see things take some shape at least, but so third between third place, which is Stoke, and 17th, which is West Brom, we've got a 6-point difference.
Yeah.
So there's a lot left to be decided in this race. So I, you know, that's pretty much all I got to say is like.
Nope. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we're starting to see a little bit of separation between the very bottom and the very top. But yeah, the middle's going to be like this for most of the season.
Yeah, Coventry has created some a little bit of space, and I think they're gonna stay up there. Like I think that they're a cut above everybody else right now. As far as second, third, I mean Middlesbrough, I think they're gonna be in the playoffs for sure. But the
At the
rest,
very least, right? Like,
yeah, but
if
the.
not second, they're going to be in the playoffs. Yeah, I'm with
Yeah.
you.
But I still don't trust my Potters. Like I think they could just randomly slide. But I mean, they do have a good goal differential. It's tied for the second best goal differential in the league. I mean, Coventry's is 28,
Yeah.
and Stoke and Ipswich are
Stupid.
10. So it's definitely a league above. I mean, Stoke played a decent match against Coventry and didn't concede until the 80-somethingth minute. So I mean, I guess that's something to be proud of, but I still am not totally convinced in my Stoke City Potters.
Yeah, well, I think it's one, it's 24, and then there's everybody else has got a reasonable chance. Like maybe other than Norwich with 9 points, like everybody else is in it. I don't think Sheffield United are going to make it to a playoff spot, and I don't think that Middlesbrough are going to drop down to a relegation spot. But I think everyone in the middle has definitely got a chance to go either way.
Yeah, someone gets hot and they rise, and the other way someone could just fall off. I mean, it's gonna happen. We know it's gonna happen for a few teams both ways.
Both ways, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm curious to see, but week to week, I don't know. I don't know. I'm kind of befuddled right now as far as I can't predict it.
Yeah, well, you ain't lying about that. Carl, let's take a look at this week's fixtures. It is a double fixture week in the championship. So we're going to start midweek Tuesday at Riverside Stadium, where Middlesbrough hosts Coventry. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Obviously, Coventry are going to be favorites in this one. +145 for Coventry to win straight up on the road, +190 for Middlesbrough at home, +240 for the draw. Draw no bet, +105 for Middlesbrough, Coventry -135. Who you got in this one, Carl?
Match of the century. It's 1v2,
Yep.
and two is at home, one is on the road. Man, I mean, I'm gonna go Coventry,
Straight up.
straight up for 50 bucks.
Yep, you're reading my mind. I think I'll put 50. I was going to put 100, but I'll put 50 as well.
Yeah, I don't trust Middlesbrough.
Nope, I think Coventry go for the win in this one. I don't think they're going in for a draw at all with Lampard right now. I think they're going in for the win.
Yeah, Thomas Asante, Haji Wright, like I think they got better firepower than Middlesbrough. I mean, Middlesbrough's got Hayden Hackney, but I think Thomas Asante's on fire right now, and Haji Wright has been having a good season. I think they're gonna be able to at least push a couple through and maybe win a 2-1 or something like that.
Yeah, I want to take the draw insurance, but the way Lampard's got these guys going, they're not going for the draw. I'd feel much safer betting Middlesbrough a draw no bet than taking a draw in this. Yeah, I'm definitely taking Coventry straight up because that's the only way I can get my odds
Yeah.
of $50, just like you.
Yep. Cool.
All right, next game, we go to the Bet365, where your Stoke City Potters take on Charlton. Stoke, big favorites in this one. Give me my lines. Here we go. -130 to win at home. Charlton +370. Those are both straight up.
Damn.
+280 on the draw. Draw no bet, Stoke City. -330. Charlton +250. Carl, what say you?
Those Charlton odds are pretty good, kind of enticing a little bit. I don't know if Stoke's home pitch advantage is that great. I've not felt like, oh yeah, like, oh, we're scared of going to Stoke, like Bet365. Oh God, like what's gonna happen? Like we're gonna get our ass kicked. I don't feel it's quite like that. So those Charlton odds are actually pretty enticing for me. But
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Charlton can definitely pull the upset off. I don't think Stoke is that good, but Stoke City are kind of like the Burnley of last season. They're getting a lot of clean sheets. They're winning with their defense. I can definitely see them winning this game, but with no, with
they're
no
not
juice
like
on it, I'm not betting on Stoke.
Burnley. Like, they are not that good defensively. I love my Potters, but Burnley last year was a different level of defensive ability. And I don't think Stoke is there. I think Stoke is a pretty good team. I think Stoke will definitely finish in the top 10. But they're not shutting out teams every week. Like, they do get shutouts, but I don't know. I don't trust it yet. I'm gonna say I'm not gonna bet on this one.
It is a DraftKings match of the week.
Fuck me. Well, shit. Am I gonna bet against Stoke for the first time ever? 'Cause I'm not getting any odds.
Nope, no juice.
Oh my God, what's a boy to do? What should I do? I don't know. Okay, fuck it. I'm gonna take shitty odds and fucking, I'm not betting against my team. $50 Stoke straight up.
-130. All right. I'm gonna take $50, Jono bet for Charlton, +250.
Yeah,
Big odds. It's the only way to go.
if it was any other team, I'd be right there with you.
Yep, I think I have to. So
Yeah.
next game we go to Vicarage Road where Watford hosts Preston North End. I just pulled this up and of course the computer's oh here it is. Watford favorites in this -105 straight up at home. Preston +300, excuse me, +250 for the draw. Watford -240 with a draw no bet. Preston +185 on the draw no bet. This isn't a DraftKings match of the week, Carl, so do what you will with this one.
Yeah, I mean, this is, yeah, I'm not touching this. Like, this could go either way.
Spuds Bros kind of sliding.
Yeah, and I like Watford's talent. I've said that multiple times. I think they have talented players, but I mean Preston does too. I love my Thierry Small. But yeah, I like, if I had to, if you put a gun to my head, I'd probably go with Watford draw no bet.
Yeah, I mean that's -240. You're not gonna get any odds that way. I'm with you. I want that draw insurance. I probably take Preston draw no bet if I had to just to get the draw insurance.
What
But
are those
Watford at
odds?
home, +185. It's good odds.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, but I mean,
Yeah, if I don't have to lay money on this one, I'm not gonna.
yeah, I'm not touching it.
Yep, same. Next game, we do not go to the Bet365 Stadium. Sorry, Carl.
We already went there.
I know. I hadn't updated the
You just want to
information.
go
We go to
there
the
over.
MKM Stadium where Hull City hosts Ipswich Town. Carl, this is a DraftKings match of the week. Hull City, big time underdogs, +320 at home, straight up in this one. Ipswich -125 on the road. A draw is +285. Draw no bet, +215 for Hull City, -280 for the Tractor Boys. Carl, who are you going to put your money on?
I mean, Hull being at home makes this tough. So goals conceded, Hull has conceded 27. the season. Ipswich has only conceded 16, so that's a big difference. But you know what? Oh boy. Wait, so what are the odds for Hull?
Plus 320, straight up, plus 215, draw no bet.
Jeez, give me $25 on Hull straight up.
I am going to take Hull as well. I'm going to take him on the draw no bet plus 215. I'm doing
Yeah.
100 bucks, so.
Good old fucking Kenny Rogers over here.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
The gambler.
All right, next game, Carl. We go Wednesday to the race course where Wrexham hosts Bristol City. I should have got my shit ready again. I'm failing in that today. Wrexham, home favorites in this, plus 155 straight up. Bristol City plus 180 on the road, plus 235 as a draw. No match game, match of the week, Carl. So go ahead and pick as you will.
Yeah, I mean, Bristol seems to be fading. We've talked about them not doing well lately.
Yep,
So,
Wrexham's playing well lately too. Makes a lot of sense. I think I'd still kind of go Bristol in this.
I think I'd probably go. This feels like a draw to me.
Yep, I like that.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
like that a lot.
I could see any result, but I'd probably go draw.
Yeah, I think maybe I'd take draw no bet Bristol minus 105 just because I'm only given a little bit of a vig, get the draw insurance just in case one of them pulls it out. Hope it's Bristol. But
Yeah.
yeah, I could see a draw on this one as well.
Yeah.
All right, Carl, again, it is double fixture. We'll go over the weekend fixtures after we figure out the standings off air, and we'll go over those next week. But some games to look at Saturday at the Bet365. Stoke are hosting Hull City at the CBS Arena. Coventry are hosting Charlton at Riverside Stadium. Middlesbrough are hosting Derby County, not to mention a few others that we will be adding, but we got to kind of see what happens midweek to go over those. Carl, time to move to the Premier League.
Hit that hot ass music.
Right, Carl, we're going to start Sunday in the Turf Moor where Burnley hosted Chelsea. Carl, you threw down some money in this one. Who do you have?
I probably fucking wasted it on Burnley.
You sure did. 25 bucks straight up plus 475 in the 37th minute. Chelsea press the Burnley D and a nice cross finds Pedro Neto, who puts a perfect header in the net to go up 1-0 in the 88th minute. Chelsea are pushing Burnley into their own end, and Enzo Fernandez finishes the job with a blistering shot for goal, and Chelsea pull this one out 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, to be expected. Chelsea, and they're in second right now. Like, they're
I
competing
put money
for,
on that.
huh?
I put money on that
On Chelsea
to finish second.
to finish second.
Yeah.
That's a weird bet.
Well, I mean, they could finish first and I'd still win, but it was second or higher.
Okay. Burnley's mascot. I guess
Hey, this is my game.
I guess I shouldn't ruin it for you, but I mean, I guess, but it's too late now. I've already looked it up. It's Birdie B. I didn't know what it was. Have you seen this thing?
No,
Yeah, go ahead and Google that.
I'm doing it right now.
It basically looks like the Hamburglar, but is also yellow instead of white.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah. This thing, it was playing rock, paper, scissors with some young fans in the
Oh,
front
I saw
row.
that. I saw that. That's where I've seen this from, is because they
Yeah.
were playing rock, paper, scissors in the
Yeah.
first half of the game.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what it was. I just said Burnley Bug. I was like, I don't know what this is. And then you know, that's sweet that the Burnley or what is it called? Birdie B plays with the kids and you know plays games with them. I think that's nice. So I'm a big fan of them. Even though they lost, Chelsea is a superior team. Neto had a nice header, and it was a scrappy win, I think. But yeah, Chelsea is prepped to do damage, I think. What about you?
They were my pick for second. They've been kind of disappointing. They still have Man City there that might give them trouble. I think Tottenham and Liverpool have kind of faded out, so I feel my bet's good. I think Arsenal's going to take this championship. So I like my second place bet for Chelsea.
Yeah, this might be Arsenal's year.
I it's looking that way. I mean, we got a long ways to go in the Premier, just as well as the championship, like we were just talking about. But Arsenal's looking the best out of the five major teams, I'd say.
Bo show.
Right, Carl, next game, let's go to Vitality Stadium where Bournemouth hosted East Ham United. Carl, you threw $25 down on this one as well. Who'd you have?
I'm gonna assume I threw. If I did $25, I'm gonna assume I threw it on East Ham.
You did straight up plus 390 in the 11th minute. Bournemouth keeper Georgi Petrovic gets caught out of position and Callum Wilson pounces and blasts it in to go up 1-0. But in the 35th minute, East Ham are pressing and Wilson puts some amazing touch on the volley just past the diving keeper to go up 2-0. But in the 66th minute, Bournemouth are pressing and the ball goes off the hand of East Ham's defender, Maximilian Kilman, for a penalty. And Marcus Tavernier smashes the penalty in, putting it at 2-1. In the 81st minute, Bournemouth's Enes Unal splits the East Ham defense and lasers the ball top corner, squaring it up 2-2 for the draw, Carl.
So that means I didn't win money.
You did not.
I thought I had it. Thought it was gonna happen. I watched these highlights and East Ham, man, I thought they were gonna do it, and then disaster struck.
Carl, I watched most of this game. And let me tell you, Bournemouth dominated.
Yeah, okay, fine. You know what? But sometimes you just gotta believe.
Well, it
And
was kind of a tale of two halves, and it was pretty
it
windy
was.
in the stadium. It made me believe that it kind of the wind was blowing one direction, and that helped whoever's side that was, and it was Bournemouth in the second half. But I mean, even in the first half, Bournemouth had their shots as well as East Ham. In the second half, East Ham couldn't get anything going. It was all Bournemouth.
Yeah.
I mean, Bournemouth dominated this game. I think it might have been the wind blowing for the players' direction
Yeah.
for East Ham in the first half, for Bournemouth in the second half. I think that definitely had something to do with it, but it was Bournemouth's game. I think East Ham's lucky to get away with a point.
Absolutely. They'll take it. And you know, East Ham couldn't get anything going in the second half. But you know what I can get something going with? That's right. It's time to name that TV channel. I'm your host, Regis Philbin. You might remember me from Regis and Kathie Lee, a morning talk show that set a Guinness Book record for most episodes in a row with absolutely nothing interesting happening. 12 years, absolutely nothing of consequence ever happened. Occasionally, Kathy Lee had hard nipples that poked through her blouse, so that was a nice treat. Tonight, our contestant is Phil. Phil told me backstage that he contracted HIV after a night of partying with Magic Johnson. Phil, was it rough anal sex or the sharing needles thing?
Well, I don't know if it was rough or not. You're going to have to ask Magic about
Okay, were you passed out? Is that what happened?
that. Again, you'd have to ask Magic if he was passed out or not. I don't
All
know.
right. Well, we'll talk to Magic and figure out what exactly went down that fateful night.
Well, it wasn't Phil, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not what you told me backstage. All
I
right. Well,
didn't tell you
anyway.
anything backstage. You're
Well,
a lucky man. I'll knock you out.
you want to fight with what's my name again? You want to fight with
Regis Philbin.
Regis Philbin? Regis. I'm Regis Philbin, and I trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
You know who
So,
your famous son-in-law is?
no.
Mike Schur,
Oh, the TV writer
the writer for Parks and Rec, and yeah.
and
Used to
The
write for Saturday Night
Office and
Live.
all that shit. Wow. Really?
Married Regis Philbin's son or daughter, excuse me. Regis, way ahead of his time.
Yep. See, this is why Phil got HIV. Anyway. All right. A lot at stake here tonight. Before we talk about that, so Phil, let's play the game. Before that HIV manifests into full-blown AIDS. A lot at stake here tonight. If you can correctly name that T-Mone TV channel, you will win two tickets to a very special night of comedy with Ron Gallagher at the Holt Center for the Performing Arts in Eugene, Oregon. These tickets are backstage passes, which will give you the opportunity to meet and possibly blow Gallagher too. Now, Gallagher 2 does love groupies, male, female, young, old, doesn't matter. He will stick that sledge-o-matic into any mouth. All right, Phil, are you ready to name that TV channel?
For the record, this is recorded that I told you about Gallagher 2. I want this on the
Yeah.
record. You had no idea about Gallagher 2 before I told you.
Yeah, but now I'm a huge fan because of you. Now, I mean, he's my favorite comedian.
Wait, which team am I guessing for?
I didn't tell you yet.
Oh.
So shut up and wait. I'm gonna just sit here and let's talk about Gallagher 2 more. I love that guy. Isn't he so funny? All right, Phil. All right, so tonight's team, and this one's going to be a tough one, I'm not going to lie to you. Tonight's team on Name That TV Channel is AFC Bournemouth. Phil, name that TV channel.
We're gonna go. What do I finish it with? Do I finish? It's not gonna be TV. Max. Ooh, cherries. Cherry Max. That sounds like a porn site. Let's go. Cherries.net.
Wow.
Dot TV.
That is incorrect. Oh, I never told you what you could win. Oh, God damn it.
Save it, Regis.
All right. We'll save it. Save it for next week. So the correct answer is AFCB TV. All right. Well, that's all the time we had tonight on Name That TV Channel. Phil, you're a great contestant. I hope to see you back again sometime. And I'm Regis Philbin. And I hope everyone here has a pleasant and acceptable Thanksgiving. All right, good night.
Acceptable Christian Thanksgiving. All right, thanks, Regis. Let's move to the next game. We go to Craven Cottage, where Fulham hosted Sunderland. Carl, you put money down in this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I bet on Sunderland.
You sure did. $50 straight up plus 265 in the 84th minute. Fulham's Samuel Chukwueze has the ball on the left side and puts a nice cross that Raul Jimenez taps past the keeper for the 1-0 lead and victory.
Yeah, my only note was I said Sunderland goalie was confused on the Jimenez goal. I don't remember it too much. I kind of sped through these highlights, I'll be honest. Like I you know, I think I saw
I just watched it a couple hours. I mean, I don't remember thinking he was confused.
I don't know. I think I saw the result. It got spoiled for me and I knew I lost the bet, so I was just like, ah, fuck this shit, and just kind of like hit the fast forward button.
I mean, both sides had some chances, but nothing that was like, there was like one point blank shot that went off a defender's head. Don't know why he's not concussed. I don't know why he's not in the blue tent, but you know, just keep
The
moving
blue
on
tent.
in soccer.
They don't have a blue tent.
I know, Carl. Thank
Do you
you.
want me to go over the aerial duels one in this
Yeah,
match?
do you want me to go over the aerial duels of a joke, you stupid ass?
Aerial duels one. 14 for Sunderland, 12 for Fulham. So,
Well, fuck, if that doesn't tell you anything, I don't know what does.
oh, you get this. Distance covered. We've got percentages of walking percentage, jogging percentage, and sprinting percentage. You want to hear those numbers? You didn't answer me.
Shut the fuck up. All
Yeah.
right, Carl. It's time for the match of the week. We go to Anfield, where Liverpool hosted my Nottingham Forest. Carl, I put a little duck on this.
You sure did. Boy.
$25 on Forest draw, no bet, plus 400. In the 33rd minute, Forest have a corner and finds its way to Murillo, who puts a clean strike on the ball, going up 1-0 for Forest. In the 46th minute, Forest are pressing, and Nico Williams makes a great pass in the middle for Nicolo Savanna, who bangs it home. And finally, in the 78th minute, Omari Hutchinson puts a strong shot on net that Liverpool keeper Alisson saves, but Captain Morgan Gibbs-White is there right in front of the box to put it up 3-0, a big-time victory for my Nottingham Forest.
My goodness, what an unexpected result. I
What are
mean,
you talking about? That's two in a row.
I know it's two in a row. They might fight, claw their way out of this thing. Sean
Carl,
Dyche.
you know whenever we go to LA and we go to SoFi Stadium and that shit's just all red.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's red on red, so you can't tell, but I'm telling you. That's for a second home right there.
I mean, yeah, two years in a row. I mean, what did I say about or after last week that Sean Dyche might be just the manager you needed? Just he's not going to get you to win the league or anything, but he has worked some magic to keep shitty teams up. You know, like Everton, like he at least kept them up. Burnley a couple times. So this might be that might have been a stroke of genius to let you guys survive the season.
I mean, it's all good till next season when we fire him and bring in some other jamoke who doesn't know what the
Rooney.
fuck they're doing.
Runes.
Rooney. Fat Granny Shagga.
Fat Granny Shagger. He needs to come to Nottingham.
As much as I love the storyline, I don't think I can do it just for the sake of my team.
Oh, it's not happening. They're not doing that.
Oh no. The guy got fired from Plymouth, Carl.
My
Come on.
second note was Anfield, City Ground West.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, so that kind of goes in with your SoFi comment. And then yeah, I have Igor Jesus, who I guess is on your team. He scored a second that was ruled out for a handball.
Yeah, it
And
was.
then, but what I want to know is what kind of parent names their kid Igor? Like, that's terrible. Like, we look at a little swaddled up baby and go like, oh, you know what'd be a cute name for him? Igor. Like, that sounds like a
Yeah.
fucking Bond villain.
No, I'm with you 100%, but anytime I think of this, I always think of we have a mutual co-worker that we used to work with, George, and he was named after his grandfather. And so I always go back to, yeah, probably named after someone, and you know what I mean?
I bet his grandfather was an asshole. But
Yeah.
anyway, and then my last note is Dr. Liverpool? Question mark. They're getting teams on the right track these days.
Hey. I'll take it.
Yeah, I think Slot is he's it's getting to be the pressure's starting to mount.
Oh no, I think they changed squads. They got rid of what's his name? Alexander Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that hurt. They brought in Isak late from Newcastle. I don't think he's quite found his ground. Mo Salah is not playing Mo Salah football.
No, he's not.
Van Dijk is not playing Van Dijk football right now. So I think they're just in a transition period. I think they got their second title victory, the first like authentic one, because the other one was during COVID, so everyone's kind of got like excuses for that. And I think they're just kind of taking it easy, even though the manager doesn't like it. The manager might get his ass fired. I don't think he will, but he might get his ass fired for everybody kind of taking it easy. But I think, you know, they've done Champions League. They didn't win it, but they've won two titles in the Premier League. Like, I think it's just been a long haul for them.
Virgil van Dijk this year playing more like Dick van Dyke, am I right?
Yeah, about to turn 100.
What do you call a what do you
I
call
don't
what
want to. I already know the punchline is Dick Van Dyke, and I don't want to hear the joke.
What do you call a lesbian that drives around a truck full of dildos? Anyway, all right, let's move on. Let's go to the next match.
Next game, let's go to Mullinall Stadium, where Wolves hosted Crystal Palace. Wolves' new manager, Rob Edwards, Vitor Pereira was sacked on the 2nd of November. First game for Rob Edwards. Let's see if they get a new manager bump. In the 63rd minute, Crystal Palace play a short corner, and the initial shot is blocked by the Wolves goalkeeper, but it goes right to Daniel Munoz, who has a wide open rebound, putting Palace up 1-0 in the 69th minute. Wolves can't clear, and the ball gets to Yeremy Pino, who puts it top corner. 2-0 victory for Crystal Palace.
I had a note on the new manager, but nothing really exciting to mention. Jose Sa on the bench again. Wolves giveaway leaves to the Pino goal. So Wolves, Wolves not good enough of a team to overcome shit like that. Like they have to take care of the ball on their own end and
No.
not have giveaways. And then my last note is the Wolves' new manager bump is losing 2-0. So that's actually, that's the best that they can do. So I hope they enjoy their two, usually it's 3-0, five
That's their
one.
whole season.
Yeah, I don't, it's not looking good. But Palace, they're in fourth now.
Yeah, we did add some have some
Movement.
yeah, movement on the top side of the Premier League, which we don't really cover, but it's getting exciting up there. I think Arsenal might be running away with it, but Chelsea in second right now, and there's I think Southampton just got moved down a little bit, but you know they were up in third, so
Who?
Hampton,
Hampton?
Sunderland.
No, Sunderland. Okay. I was like, I don't think Southampton's in the Premier League, dog. But
All right.
yeah,
I'm
yes.
still getting confused.
Yeah, Southampton, Sunderland. Yeah, I get it. They both sound like this. I've railed against how it's annoying that Sunderland plays in North England. I'm like, that it under is in the name, like. They should move the team to the south.
No, we change them like East Ham. We can make them Northerland. That'll help me.
Maybe. We'll consider it, but
Up for discussion.
up for discussion. Judges, judges.
Right, Carl, let's move to the next game. We go to the St. James Park where Newcastle United hosted Manchester City. Big surprise in this one, Carl. I didn't have any notes. If you want me to go through it, I can, but what do you got?
Yeah, I mean Newcastle, they scored in the 63rd minute, Harvey Barnes. But before that, Harvey Barnes had a terrible open net pretty much miss from point blank range. So he definitely made up for it with by scoring two goals.
Yeah, I got a brace.
He scored one, and then Manchester evened it up, and then just 2 minutes after they evened it up, Harvey Barnes scored again. I was in the first half. I was saying Donnarumma, Man City's goal. He looked really good, but then he did give up the two goals, which doesn't make it a
Yeah,
bad.
I mean the first goal wasn't scored till the 63rd minute. So
Yeah,
it was a long, long haul until you got to some action.
and
And then everything happens in, like inside 8 minutes,
yeah,
basically.
it was all compacted. But my only other note is that James Trafford, you might remember him as the goalie for Burnley last year that set the record or whatever was for clean sheets.
Yep.
Yeah, now he's firmly on the he's behind Donnarumma, who's the
He's like the worst keeper in Premier.
yeah, he's not sniffing the field unless Donnarumma gets horrifically injured. So James Trafford, it was good knowing you. Probably see you in the championship again next year.
Hey, you got paid. Get your bag.
Yeah, get your bag, and then you can. Yeah, it's like the backup quarterback. You can just sit on the bench with your clipboard or your tablet.
Yeah.
Well, now it's a tablet.
Or the good guy on a bad team in the NBA.
Yeah, like Marbury just
Oh
scores
yeah.
a bunch of points.
Darren Williams in Utah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all I got. I mean, let's take a quick look at the stats.
Oh yeah, give me yeah, what was the
Oh,
stat?
aerial duels.
Aerial duels, please give me aerial duels.
Aerial duels. Where are you? Where'd you go? Maybe they took it off. Maybe they said,
Yeah, gee, I wonder why, because it's
it's
the
no,
dumbest shit I've
no.
ever heard of in
There
my
it is.
fucking life.
Aerial duels are up one. Newcastle 16.
Literally put it on there, and then AI was like, hey, you know, some guys are talking about this shit, and they're like, oh, fuck, we didn't think anyone would actually look at that.
A listener complained to Spotify and said, I cannot have this. Yeah, so Manchester City had 67% possession, and they had 17 shots to Newcastle's 9, but Newcastle did have 5 shots on target to Manchester City's 4. So Newcastle was being better with their shot choices. And or shot ex execution. Man City, they're another team where it's like you think they're getting it going, and then I mean, they played at Newcastle, which is a tough place to
Oh,
play.
at the top of the table, I think it's just a race for Europe. Champions League is all anybody's playing for at the top. I think Arsenal's got this. Like, I know we're like super early to say, but Arsenal has to fall like really, really bad
Yeah, and
in this
I don't
group.
even know when the last time. I mean, I don't think they've won it since Arsene Wenger was the manager.
Wenger.
So that's that'll be a fun parade in North London.
Yeah, no, I think it's good to see parity. But
Yes, it's good
all
to
right,
see.
Carl,
Yeah, go ahead.
let's finish it up Sunday at Elland Road, where Leeds United hosted Aston Villa. Carl, in the 8th minute, Lucas Emecha gets the Leeds goal, but 2 goals following that in the 48th and 75th minute from Morgan Rogers from Villa. And Villa take this 2-1. You got any notes? This is another game I didn't get to watch the highlights.
So for the first goal, Aston Villa keeper Emi Martinez fucked up. I can't remember exactly how, but he messed up, and I love to see that because I hate that guy. I think he's such a dick, such a douche. Like, I can't stand him.
I mean, it's really harsh for the Villa keeper. Like, how much are you watching Villa games that you hate their keeper?
Well, he's also the Argentina national team keeper.
Oh,
So I watched him in the World Cup, and yeah, I just think he's an asshole. So anytime he fucks up and gets humbled a little bit, I'm always happy. But Morgan Rogers' goal for Villa had a crazy angle. It was really tight. And yeah, Danielle Mullen had a great pass for him. And then the other goal was a free kick. Leeds, these are the kind of games you want to at least get a point in if you're Leeds at home.
Villa is actually doing a whole lot better than how they started the season. I'll pull it up right now. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure they are running hot right now, because I know
They
they
are.
were doing bad for a lot of the first half of the first quarter, if that makes sense.
So if you look at the stats for this one, they're pretty bang even all the way across the board. The only thing that I can see that probably made a big difference is Aston Villa had 15 aerial duels won versus.
Shut the So Villa in fourth as we currently speak, and they were in the relegation
They're in
three.
fourth?
They're in fourth.
Holy shit, man! What a quick climb!
Yeah, a very quick climb. The last five doesn't look like too impressive. 2 wins, 2 draws, and a loss. It doesn't look too impressive. But to start the season, what did they start out like the first 4 or 5 games without even scoring a goal? Like,
And
yeah,
now we
currently
got.
in fourth. I don't expect them to stay in fourth, but it's impressive for Villa to be where they are.
I mean, I think if there's a year that they're gonna stay in the top five or top four, I think this is the year.
No, I think they made Champions League last season, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like I think the main thing was they made Champions League. They started out so poorly that everyone was like, "Oh, that was the one and done. Here they go, Leicester City kind of thing." But no, they've definitely put themselves back in Champions League position. Like, I don't expect them to finish fourth, but like
No,
they could. I'm
they
not gonna say
could.
they won't. I'll take fourth through six. I think they're
You know what else? So,
Unai Emery, right? The head
yeah,
coach, the
that's the
manager.
manager. So we, don't have our Sheffield Wednesday over Sheffield United anymore, and that's probably not going to happen again for the rest of the season.
We can dream. Wednesday,
But.
they're winner ballers. As soon as we get that yellow ball, we started the yellow ball last week. Wednesday is going to come up.
Okay, but guess what? We have a replacement temporarily.
Who?
Everton is above Liverpool.
Yes, I'm looking at that currently.
So that's our new Sheffield Wednesdays,
On
Everton.
goal, two goals in goal differential.
Yeah. I mean, that counts.
Yeah, but come on. We both know Everton's not going to hang with Liverpool.
And we'll see. In Grealish, we trust.
I mean, look at four is Villa, five is Crystal Palace. I don't think we expect both of them to be there.
Oh, Palace.
Seven is Sunderland.
No, Palace is better than we think they are.
Oh no. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying all of them, but like if we look at some of the top teams, like we can eliminate two out of three. Like four, five, six, Villa, Palace, Brighton. I think I can eliminate two out of those three. Like I don't know which two, but I guarantee you two of them aren't going to be there. You
Yeah,
know what I mean?
and now Tottenham started to go down the shitter. So,
But that's another team that's going to come back up. Tottenham will be top five before the end of the season.
bro,
Man U, Man U has shown some signs. They might actually be top five before the end of the season.
bro.
Liverpool, I expect to be top five before the end of the season. Like Liverpool is not going to spend the whole season in 12th.
Bro, listen to me. I've been a Tottenham fan for 35 years. They could definitely fuck this all up.
You get what I'm saying, though. There's going to be some teams, but you get what I'm saying. Like, some of the teams that are in the mid tier are going to be top five by the end of the year.
Sure.
And some of the teams in the top five are not going to be. Like, there's going to be an exception here or there.
Sure.
But
All right. Well, let's talk about the standings.
great call, Carl. We kind of already did, but let's go over it. Bottom, Wolves, 2 points. Next up, Burnley, 10 points, and Leeds and East Ham United tied at 11 points apiece. They're just separated by one goal differential, so that's going to be a race. My Nottingham Forest made it out of the cellar at 12 points. We need another win. We need to get the fuck. We need some safety. And right above them at 14 points, Fulham. And those are going to be the teams that we follow going into next week. We start Saturday at the G Tech Community Stadium where Brentford hosts Burnley. Brentford, big time favorites in this one. My number says minus 195, but let's actually look at this. Brentford, minus 215 straight up, plus 550 straight up for Burnley. Big plus 350 if you get the draw. What do you got in this game? Who you got in this game? Excuse me.
I gotta go Brentford.
Yeah.
They're kind of one of those teams where they're like kind of fly under the radar, but they're really solid.
Yeah, I think they're middle to good. I don't think they're gonna make Champions League, but when Vegas is telling you minus 215, like you gotta really have some faith in Burnley, and I don't have enough faith in them, even for a draw no bet.
Yeah, on the road. I don't know. Yeah, I
Exactly.
think this is Brentford's match. You never know for sure, but I think
No, I
Brentford.
mean it is the Premier League, like
Yeah.
Burnley can win, but yeah, I wouldn't touch this.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Next game we go to the Etihad where Man City hosts Leeds United. Man City big favorites in this one, minus 380 straight up, plus 850 straight up for Leeds, plus 500 for the draw. Carl, you got City in this one at home.
Oh man, that plus 850 is calling my name. Yep,
Yeah, you want to throw a little bit on it?
yeah, I think I might have to do a 25er. I learned it by watching you in Nottingham Forest. I think I'll throw a 25er on Leeds straight up. Just
Oh yeah, I forgot to talk about that when we went over the oh, yep. For
yeah,
those
you
of
talked
you
about it. You mentioned it.
that I put plus 25 or $25 plus 400 on that.
I don't know if you went into specifics, but you just did, so
Yeah,
There
I don't think
it
I did. I don't think I got into it as much as I normally would because I'm
is.
so humble. I'm so humble. I
Yeah.
wouldn't bring up the fact that I got a plus 400
Yeah.
on Forest to
Yeah.
win that big
There's
game. That was
one.
huge for us. I'm just happy for the victory for the squad anyway. Like
Yeah,
my
of
winnings
course.
are just side to
Of
that.
course, of course. And if there's one word anyone would use to describe you, it's definitely humble.
Humble, yeah, that's the number one word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Everybody at work was like, man, I wish I could be so positive like Phil. Well, yeah,
Wow.
what the fuck do you guys do? Like, obviously, I have done a good job of hiding everything from you
Oh
because
yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's the same way with me at work. Like everyone think, or all the customers, all the coworkers think I'm like the happiest, nicest guy. And when in reality, I hate everyone.
Yeah, same. They're like, I wish I could have a good day every day like you do, Phil. And I'm like, yeah,
Sure.
that's it.
That's what
Yeah.
I'm doing.
I don't think about fucking decapitating you guys every fucking single day of my life. Yeah, no, that's not it at all.
Yes. Funny to put the mask on, like
Did you
literally.
want I'm sorry, did you want the straight up or the drawn up bet for Leeds?
Straight up.
Straight up, really? Okay.
Let's go crazy.
Let's say 50. All right. Next game, Carl. Let's go Sunday to
Villa.
Park where Aston
Villa.
take on Wolves. Guess what?
Villa.
Big time favorites. Right now, I got
Shocker.
a minus 200. Let's check it out.
Villa.
Minus 195, actually. Wolves getting some traction. Plus 500 straight up for Wolves. Plus 340 for a draw, Carl. Let's see.
I mean, do I really need to say anything? Villa is the choice. Like, there's no nuance or negotiation here. Like, Wolverhampton Wanderers have 2 points, and we're almost in December. Like, they might give Southampton from last year a run
Yes,
for their money.
that's exactly what I was thinking about. We were doing the Southampton number crunches to see if they might be the worst team ever. I think Derby
Yeah.
might be the record.
Yeah, I think what's
But
Southampton beat Derby by
yeah.
like 1 point or 2 points.
Yeah, I think it was like 2 points at the
Yeah.
very end. They got like 11-9. I think 9 is the record, and Wolves are definitely pushing that. So I'm with you
Villa.
all the way. Last game, we go to London Stadium with our white seat. We get to see all the empty white seats when East Ham United hosts Liverpool. This one should actually be packed, thinking that Liverpool is there and everyone wants to see somebody decent. Although Liverpool's form lately has not been great. There we go. Come on. Plus 390 for East Ham United straight up. Minus 160 straight up for Liverpool. Plus 330 for a draw.
What's the East Ham draw no bet?
It's got to be like 200 something. Give me a sec.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, might have a little the Nuno effect as we talked about. They
But this one's in London Stadium. It's not in Anfield.
Yeah. But that's good.
No, Liverpool loses in Anfield. Plus 270 for East Ham.
Yeah, throw me $25 on that.
25 draw, no bet.
Yeah, the Liverpool's now that I just did that, Liverpool's gonna win 5-0.
This I was actually kind of thinking it before you even said that. Remember I told you last week I took the like I put all my money in Christian McCaffrey over rushing yards over Brock Purdy and Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, how'd that
Yeah, I
work?
won, of course. It was minus 295. I got no odds on any of it, but I just threw all my money in it and I got, I made the
Got
fucking dollar
something.
whatever. But it was the easiest bet of my life. And yeah, I kind of want to go Liverpool draw no bet -390 just because
Just waste of time.
yeah, but it's pennies. It adds. Let's see. What's the -160? No, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Okay.
I thought about it though.
Yeah.
I guess I should bet on something. I haven't put anything on. Oh no, I put some on some championship games. Let's put some money down. -160. I'll take Liverpool straight up. $25.
Yeah.
No, $100.
Yeah. That'll probably happen.
Yeah, I think so too, but I don't like the odds at all. But whatever. I gotta do something.
Gotta do some. Gotta
Can't
keep
be a
this.
little puss.
Gotta keep the. Gotta keep this exciting and spicy.
That's right. That's right. All right, Carl, before we go, let's take a look at the DraftKings scoreboard. How do you think you did this week?
I know that I'm pretty sure I hit on one good one. I'm not sure overall
Which
how I did.
one would that be?
Oh.
Because it was none of them, Carl. You went 0-0-7 and lost
What?
$300. Yeah, you lost every single bet you made
Are
this week.
you are you, you no.
I'm not, find me a winner and I'll change it.
That's absurd.
You went 0-0-7. I went 1-0-2, but my big win was $25 plus 400 on Forest to beat Liverpool in Anfield. I only lost a meager $25, Carl. At this season, you are $547.25 left in the bank with a 24-10-34 record. I'm at $765.72 with a 25-10-36 record. Yeah.
How is that even, like, if I just put a blindfold on and
Yeah.
threw darts at like teams, like I would do better than that. How?
100% right. That is, it's incredibly impressive that you lost seven games.
God damn. I thought for sure that I did s at least a little something good, but no, that's I'm like the fucking Hugh Jackson Browns right now. Just nothing. Just nothing.
I like the Wheel of Fortune before and after the.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I
Jackson
thought, never
Brown?
mind.
Jackson
Jackson
Brown?
Brown, yeah.
She's got to be somebody's baby tonight. Carl's gonna lose 0-0-7 on his bets tonight.
Do you remember when we were in Minnesota? So this has got to be fucking what, 8 years ago or something like that.
It was like 7 years ago.
Hugh Jackson had just finished his 1-32 record, 1-31 record. And I gave you the stat. Hugh Jackson would have to go 10-6 for the next like 15 years to get to 500 or something stupid like that.
I miss Hugh Jackson, the Hugh Jackson Browns experience.
You remember when Raider fans thought he was the guy?
Well, yeah, I mean, Raider fans thought Antonio Pierce was the guy. They thought what's his face? Lane Kiffin was the guy. They think everyone's the guy, and then he's not the
Yeah.
guy. And
Yeah.
then Lane Kiffin's having Janikowski kick 90-yard field goals.
Why not?
Time to kick ball.
Time to kick ball. Somebody go wake Janikowski up from his drunken slumber.
Just got a fucking pint of vodka under the bench.
All right, Carl, it is time to go. I had a great time tonight. I will see you next week, my friend, and we will see you all at home next week. Thank you so much for joining us, Carl. Say bye.
Everyone, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Just don't rub your happiness in my face. That's all I ask. Bye.